Well, we did a wonderful job at it. As far as closing one, I don't think we could ask for no better the way we closed it. Done in orderly fashion. We'll see. Hate to see it coming, but it finally got there. One thing I miss from closing is the people and everything. Being you made a lot of friends and everything. You don't see them anymore. And you work with them every day. And that means a lot in a place. You know, you being around people. Of course, I see some on a regular basis. And some I haven't seen since I left. That I'd like to see again.
Would people do things together when you're all working there?
Oh yeah,
hunting
yeah.
or fishing.
Oh, yeah, they. You had your groups and everything. You know, people, golfers and fishermen and whatever. And it was a great bunch of people. Yeah. A lot of country people. Everybody enjoyed outdoors, I think.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of sports fans. Monday morning quarterbacks, whatever. They argue over why they didn't win, or this, that, and the other.
What sort of things would you do with people at the plant outside of work?
Well, you have cookouts and things like this. Well, even the plant and everything, having cookouts, supervisors, whatever, get together and have meetings and have a cookout. Which we enjoy pretty good. We do that pretty regular. And have company picnics and Christmas parties and this, that, and that. Just always seeing people. I mean, you know, you work there every day and you see everybody you know sometime during the week, somewhere or another. Everybody's, you know, a bunch of different ways in there.
Any other things that you miss about the job?
Well, just the people mostly. I miss seeing the people. I enjoy working with everybody that was there. I really know friends with everybody there. I don't, to my knowledge, I didn't have any enemies. Got a long way with everybody. I don't miss the job I had. Of course, it'd be nice to have the job, but I don't miss it. That's one thing about it. I'm fortunate enough being able to work here myself. Own the own work, everything. I may one day regret it, but I ain't yet.
You think about it a lot?
No, not really. You don't need to think about what could have been.
Mm-hmm.
I try to think about what's happening to me now, instead of what's happening to them.
Hmm. How do you think the closing affected your life and your family's life?
Well, anytime you've been in a place for 20 years and you lose your place of employment, it affects the whole family. I mean, it's not just an individual thing. Well, my wife, she's seen fit to look at it. The fact what I want to do is what I want to do. And she backs me 100% what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she may not tomorrow, you know, money quit coming in. But so far, it hadn't. And I hadn't went without. I guess I'm doing better than I was when I was there. So maybe a few less benefits or something other. Overall, it's been pretty pleasant.
So you're happier now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. Outdoors a lot. Of course, I didn't mind working inside. But a little bit of sand goes, you need to stop and smell the roses once in a while. I reckon I've enjoyed life more in the last year and a half I have in the last 25 years, as far as knowing what's going on, whatever. Being able to, you know, be a part of it. You know. Mm-hmm. See the seasons change or whatever. It's kind of hard to do that when you're working inside day in, day out. But I really enjoyed the last year and a half. It's been real nice. I'm sure a lot of them wish they was in the position I'm in today. I mean, I wish they could all be like you. At least with this type of work, there's a little bit of security to it. If what you're doing is failing, you can always do something else. But I really enjoy it. I really do.
I was going to ask you, what sort of things did you do or your department do in the final weeks before the closing?
Well, we finished running up the product line, whatever we had, you know, cutting coming through, but closed it out. And, worked up any returns, repairs, whatever. Then started cleaning up, and finally got it done, and cleaning out the place more or less, just shutting it down. Like an empty shell when we left there. There wasn't anything left. After they had the oxygen, everything, and sell off the equipment. Sold everything in it. That's the sad part about it. Just, one of the sad parts is just go back in a place and been busy in all these many years and everything. All the machinery and stuff out. And just look at it, just look like a ghost town or something. Pure devastation, that's what it was.
Do you remember what your exact last day was there? What the date was?
Somewhere around the 30th of July, I believe. Mm-hmm. Seemed like it was around the 30th, 31st, something like
that. That was when Bill photographed you?
I believe that was day.
And then over
day.
With the, you were sweeping out.
I believe it was.
Do you remember what you thought that last day that you were there?
It must have been, no, it wasn't June. Let's see, was it June? Must have been June the 30th.
June the 30th?
Yeah. June 30th. We all left that week. Yeah, I believe it did. It was June 30th. I know it was the end of the month anyway. Mm-hmm. Being on salary, you got paid twice a week, twice a month, and I was paid through the month. So, well, I think I left a day early or something, but still, it's final termination date was 30th of June, I believe. Mm-hmm. And then we got a check for vacation that. Would work prior 6 months.
Do you remember what your last day was like?
Boring, very boring. Mm-hmm. Sitting around eating, telling lies and whatever.
Who was still there at that time? Fletcher.
Well, it was Fletcher Holmes, myself. John Fuquay, Larry Williams, Robin Hart, he was still there. That just about did it. Ernest Richmond, he was there. I think that was about all of us that was left. Bernie, he had to stay on a little longer than the rest of us. They were still shipping out in the warehouse. And I tried to clean it out. But for the rest of us, more or less 30th of June was everybody's final day, except for Larry Williams. He stayed on to be watchful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I understand he stayed up till this July for him. But it was pretty boring that last day, so like I say, eating. Just knowing that was it, going out the door for the last time. But we had a lot of fun.
Did you all do anything after work that day? Anything special?
No, I didn't. I came home. As far as I know, everybody else went home. Wasn't much to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
No, it wasn't too much to celebrate there.
Hmm. I was curious to get your opinion of why you think the plant closed. I think it's something that could have been done.
Well, you can always look back and say, well, if you'd done this and done that, things would have been different. But like I say, at that time, the economy gotten into shape it was in. I can see there from their business sense, they tried to maintain both plants, but it just wasn't feasible to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I reckon we had to be the one to go, so that's the way it happened. We made good friends. Everybody there, it took a lot of pride to work. You know. I'm sure it could have been other things done to help the situation. Maybe better management. Or, as I say, though, the economy had really brought it to its knees, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They tried other lines of cheaper furniture or whatever to try and reach the market in some areas. That didn't work. You just couldn't compete on a scale with the low-end furniture. There's no way you could do it.
But they had tried it.
They tried everything. Tried motel furniture and occasional, which is Whites never run any occasional. The old White family didn't. All they ever run was bedroom and dining room. And then Hickory got into it and started making a little occasional. And there at the last, it was making a whole lot of occasional stuff. And I don't know where they're still carrying the occasional line or what we were running or our product line. I know they dropped some of them. So. The people at Hickory just wasn't capable of running it because they weren't familiar with it. Like I say, there was a lot of skilled craftsmen there that didn't know what they were doing. It's a shame all that skills and everything it can't be put back into use, you know, in another area, but there's just not a market around here for furniture. Not in this area. I mean, this furniture plant's plenty in North Carolina. And like I say, they tried to get other people to come in and buy it. And people wouldn't do it. Not the way the economy looked like it looked at that time.
Do you know who else had been interested in buying the place?
Well, they had several people come in. Tennessee, other states. Looked it over. the building being as old as it was and all, and the equipment and everything is pretty well used. I don't think they could see investing into it. They've done the right thing, selling it out and getting rid of it. Maybe the town may have been better off. You never know. I mean, it's a landmark, I'm sure, and it still is. Today, as new industries coming into the area, I'm sure they'll offer, better paying jobs and higher skill jobs. Yeah, our closing, there'll be another opening somewhere. That's the way it works. Might be the end of this day, but it's always tomorrow.
I wanted to, I don't want to keep you too long, but I brought some photos that Phil gave me, some of the photos that you had picked. I was wondering if you wouldn't mind if we looked at a couple of them and
sure.
Maybe you could talk about them or why you picked them.
Sure.
Well, there's of course this one that's been in all the papers of you sweeping up.
Well, I don't recall picking this one. Like I said, I mean, once they sold the place out, I mean, it looks still like a ghost town. Nothing there anymore. Barren walls, empty floor. Been a many a piece of concrete up through that place.
You remember Bill taking that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he surprised me that day.
You didn't know he was.
He caught me in the act.
What was it like with Bill coming in, photographing you all?
Oh, it, a couple it was other nice. People. It was nice. He kept everybody entertained a lot of times, taking the pictures of what I was, going for milkshakes, this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
Helped break up a lot of the monotony and everything around it.
What did you think of the you went by and saw the exhibit down there, the drugstore?
I think he done a real good job of it. It really impressed me. I mean, it was really nice. Did a real good job of it.
And there's that one there on reset break time.
Yep, break time on the sidewalk.
A lot of people went outside on break like that.
Yeah. Oh, Bill.
And then there's that.
Oh, hello. How are you?
There's that one.
Huh?
That's okay.
Yeah, that's telling everybody the bad news.
Is there a reason that you picked that? Is you something about it that you like?
Well, it's just the way everybody, all together and everything, mm-hmm. know what they're going to have to do. You can see a lot of the expressions on people's faces and how it affected them.
It's Ronnie there, ain't it?
They're running right. Running right sometimes, running wrong a lot of times.
And, you know what that is?
Cutting up the fitting up the molds.
Was that near the end there where they're burning those?
Fitting up all the templates and everything. I don't even see any special reason for cutting them up, or forms or whatever. Just keep anybody from getting a hold of the pattern, I reckon.
You were saying the other day they didn't let the workers take
any parts? No, they didn't. They didn't
any parts?
Workers have parts and things. Any case goods and everything that were sold, carried out to tickers. Some discontinued items, I'm sure they were sold to some people. But as far as these pictures here, though, that's the forms and everything to use when they're running.
And I got just a couple more. What's that, a shot at?
That's machinery.
Machinery?
Part of the machine, a little roughy. We must do it better at White Furchka. I remember that sign.
Is that picture saying anything to
you? I tell you, it's all over. We're crying right there. That's exactly what it is. Everything was there was gone. That's some of the last cutting we're on coming through.
Is that in finishing?
Yeah, coming through the finishing. Really, on the finish line. 805 Halifax bid.
What did workers here think about the furniture?
Oh, they thought it was good. Nice furniture.
And then, yeah, that's the last one.
It's an empty line.
Is that a, or is that a cut and rub and pack?
Yep. That was the end of the line right there. No more product. Nothing left.
I wanted to ask Avery if there was anything that you wanted to say that you didn't get a chance to say during the interview, since this will be a permanent.
No, I think I'm pretty well covered.
Speak your piece.
Like I say, it was a sad time for everybody to just abruptly come up one day and say, well, you ain't got a job tomorrow, so. It was a tremendous impact on everybody. Like I say, it probably could have better for a lot of people. And some, I'm sure, are still trying to cope with it. More or less, I think everybody found some kind of employment after leaving that. Maybe not exactly what they wanted, but I'm sure they're getting by. A lot of good people were there. A lot of good people. I believe the White family still had their never clothing. They went through a lot of rough times. They always seemed to make do some way or another. And they cared about the employees. The employees come first with the White family. But I can't say the same for when Hickory had it. It was night and day difference. Different strokes for different folks, I think. I believe that's about all I can tell him, Pat.
Well, I appreciate you doing the interview first.
Well, you're sure welcome.
Thank you. The proceeding has been an interview by Patrick Huber with Avery Apple at his home, 4608 Kimbrough Road, Hillsboro, North Carolina, on November 2, 1994. This interview has been conducted for the Southern Oral History Program as part of its Oral History of the White Furniture Company.